Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Let's go to Nikki Javala of The Athletic. We're still really focused on the Drew Locke scenario. So let me start things off here, Nikki, and I want to hear what's going on here today because there was a lot. But is, just really quick, is Drew Locke injured or not right now?
Not like he was prior. He's cleared enough to throw.
He is.
Yes, we've seen him throw before games. He's doesn't wear anything on his thumb. He's been cleared to do all that.
All right. What's going on out there today? Tell us about it.
Well, I'll get to Drew Locke because I know that's an interesting point for you guys, but I thought I'd start with Juwan James because I thought what Vic had to say about him was pretty interesting. They increased his activity in practice today, and he could play Sunday in Indianapolis. He has been medically cleared. He was dealing with a knee injury that he suffered in the season opener. But because he hasn't fully practiced in 6 weeks, Vic believes he's not in football shape. Juwan believes the same thing. So how much he plays Sunday, if he plays, will be determined along with how they rotate their tackle to compensate. Elijah Wilkinson has been filling in for him at right tackle, but there's also the chance that they may want to pull Garrett Bowles at some point and let, you know, use Wilkinson at left tackle. So how they manage those three guys is to be determined. Another interesting thing I thought from Fangio today was his assessment of the Colts, because they really have surprised after the abrupt retirement of Andrew Luck. They're now 4-2, so to top their division. And I thought what Fangio said about how they were built was pretty interesting, especially in comparison to the Broncos, because he said that's a well-constructed team. It's to the point where they're not reliant on just one player, or and they're not totally affected by one or two guys being out. Said it was built well through the draft and supplemented in free agency, and that's what Chris Ballard has created. So contrast that with what the Broncos have done and what they've struggled to do in recent years, and it's kind of an interesting comment by him. Drew Locke. Rich Gangarella was on the podium today. I asked him specifically about Elway's comments that he's not ready to go and they do not want to rush him when he's not ready. And Rich agreed. He said he's a rookie in this league who hasn't played a snap and he has a lot to learn. He kind of danced around specifics when he kind of prodded more. But he said, playing quarterback is the single toughest job to do well on the planet. I'll put it against anything. I would argue there are more difficult professions.
Right.
Neither here nor there. but yeah, he basically just said the kid's not ready. And they haven't really given specifics, but that's where things stand. Lastly, heard from Von Miller. Really interesting comments when asked about the Emmanuel Sanders trade. Vaughn, who never says anything bad about anyone, especially current or former teammates,
right,
said, "We just want to get it right. We want people that want to get it right with us. We want people that want to be Broncos." So,
wow.
There's that.
Yeah, that was an eye-opening comment, without a doubt. Nikki, I want to circle back to Juwan James, though.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any consideration whatsoever to letting him spell Garrett Bowles at the left side and seeing how he plays at left tackle?
I don't think so. I think when they signed him and they gave him a pretty hefty contract, the intent was to use him at right tackle. Now, if depending on how things go this weekend and, over the next few weekends, they may have to adjust. They don't have many options on the line, and that's one of the reasons Garrett Bowles has stayed in when he's made a number of mistakes. So I don't think they plan to move him to the left side, but, things could change.
Thank you, Nikki Javala, our Fan Broncos insider, courtesy of End Credit Union. Here is...
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.